Hello, today is Friday, October 11th, and I wasn't quite ready, so I've still got like banana in my mouth, and it feels very like.
Oh, banana. Did you have your banana on the table? Because we have a banana related story.
I don't have it on the table. It's on the other. I can go get it.
It's too late.
It's too late. You've it's ruined.
First, let's talk about security. Banana related story is not in security, although security bananas are a popular topic. This instead is about Google. And if you recall, Google has facial recognition stuff that they're working on, but it's well known that facial recognition has a little problem, and that is skin pigmentation. The darker it gets, the worse facial recognition gets. A lot of people think this is because darker skinned people are underrepresented in the training models. How do you get darker skinned people's facial recognition data?
Google contractors reportedly targeted homeless people for Pixel 4 facial recognition. Gave them $5.
That's a $5 gift card, not even $5.
That has to be used at a particular place.
The contractors were not forthcoming with the homeless people that participated that they were being recorded, or that even this was for something that would ultimately end up in Google's hands.
Or that your face would forever be part of
the training model.
The record. Although I guess, did they even have their identities? They probably didn't, right? They probably didn't care.
Great-great-great-grandpa Joe was part of the original face recognition data set from Google.
He's the reason that our family is susceptible to the robot assassins.
This is one of those things, like, you just read, and, like, at first you're like, that doesn't sound terrible, and then, like, the more you read, it's like, oh, no, no, they did literally everything wrong.
It got progressively worse, and they quoted some of them as saying, it's a new app, just look at it, and I'll give you $5. So
no explanation at all. Informed consent.
Not necessarily a lie, I guess. But when Google isn't violating the privacy of the homeless, they're granting the rest of us plebs more privacy, and we should be thankful to them.
Google launches incognito mode for Google Maps and more. And you may be thinking, wait, what? Yeah, it turns out if you search for things on Google Maps, that was going into your Google account history. Always. Forever. Now it's not.
Also, YouTube videos that you searched, and your Google history, of course, was kept forever. And so you'll be able to kind of stop that from now on.
They're also going to let you automatically remove your history from your Google account. Notice all this stuff is very carefully worded. It's not like, we aren't going to record this forever. It's just we're going to disassociate it with your account.
That's what they, so I actually set that up recently, and you can only do it every 3 months.
Why would anybody ever want to do it more than once every 3 months, Krista? What do you have to hide?
That's probably like the first thing they put in my profile was like, has something to hide.
Spy harder. They're also going to protect us from those non-secure websites, specifically the ones that have a certificate but load non-secure content behind the scenes to trick us.
Chrome will block HTTP content from loading on secure sites. In the past, you would not get like the green in the bar. It would just be like, not secure, but it wouldn't necessarily say anything. And now Google is like, no, this is bad actors have exploited this. We need to just go ahead and make it so that if you are a little bit encrypted, you are wholly encrypted, not a little of A and a little of B.
Got to do whole hog encryption. There's no other way to do it. Because if you don't do that, you might end up with some ransomware. And that's bad news. But it's even worse news when it's not you getting the ransomware, but rather places that are stopping people from dying.
Ars Technica has an article about ransomware that forced 3 hospitals to turn away all but the most critical patients. Of course, the 3 hospitals were affiliated, so their computers were connected, and that meant that a ransomware infection in just the right place in one of the hospitals meant all 3 hospitals were infected. Literally all of their computers.
And one of them was in a different state, right?
Yeah. It's like
Alabama and the ones in Australia were not connected.
Well, yeah. Well, 7 in Australia, but.
Oh, so all 3 were in Alabama, yeah. So unfortunate. And they were literally turning people away or triaging them so that they weren't going to die immediately and then flying them somewhere else because they literally couldn't do anything.
Yeah. We can't keep track of patients, can't open a file, can't really do anything. And they assessed the situation. It took them a day or two. And then
they assessed it and they said, oh,
yeah,
we have to pay.
Oh, no.
An Alabama hospital, the AP has the follow-up. The hospital has paid the hackers in the ransomware attack to get their crap back online.
Alabama.
That is terrible. That is terrible. You don't, you can't negotiate with terrorists.
Well, but if you had a loved one dying in that hospital, you might think otherwise.
If it turns out that those hackers were in like Iran, they will hear from the State Department, because it's like you can't pay Bitcoin or anything to people in Iran. That's like, even in this situation, like, that's a big deal.
We'll see. Sure, we'll hear more about that.
More Meanwhile, bad news for Alabama.
Yeah, how much bad news can Alabama get this year? Come on, guys. Try to coast out the rest of 2019 without being in the headlines. Do you think you could possibly do that? Meanwhile, the Dutch have they had an interesting hosting provider in their country who really didn't care. Really didn't care. And I don't know what they thought was going to happen, right? I mean, how long is this going to play out?
Dutch police take down a hornet's nest of DDoS botnets. Police seize servers from a bulletproof hosting provider that harbored tens of DDoS botnets. Now, the provider might have thought that maybe these command and control servers would be evaded because there's so many computers as part of the botnet that are on different networks. Maybe nobody would notice, but no, they figured it out.
But they had some other kind of nasty stuff on there too, like some malware servers.
Yeah.
And so it seemed like they were just like, listen, if you have coin, Khajiit has servers. And I don't care who says anything about it. And they kept getting takedown requests. And they just ignored them.
Yeah.
So turns out you can't do that. Pro criminal tip. You can't do that. They'll find you. This is one of the creepiest stories we've ever done.
Yeah.
Because they use the term hack, but I don't think he had to work all that hard because of his level of access. That's the terror here.
Keyword is Yahoo engineer. Former Yahoo engineer pleads guilty to hacking user emails and search for porn.
That sounds about like you'd expect. So literally this engineer, his thing, I guess, was I want to find real stuff. So he looked at emails that people were sending each other.
Oh, no. These were women he knew.
That's crazy.
It's even worse because he chose targets and found their Yahoo accounts and then used their Yahoo accounts to two-factor into their other stuff to try and find nudes. And apparently he did. And he had a special hard drive that he kept all that on. He managed to clean that before they got him, but he couldn't cover up his trail completely.
That's crazy.
Now, with 6,000 email accounts, I imagine you're right. And some, like, after he got done with the girls that he knew,
he was just searching.
He wasn't sated, and he needed more, so he just went out looking for it. That's just terrifying. Of course, in this day and age, I know the temptation is there, and God bless those young ladies who feel that way, because, you know, it's a wonderful thing to get if you're a loved one. But you're taking a huge risk taking those nudes. I got to say it.
What an amazing present. I will cherish it forever.
Whoopi Goldberg had that same sentiment a few months ago, and people were very upset with her over that.
Over
saying that if you don't want your nudes leaked, don't take them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
they're like, you can't just expect people not to take nudes. It's like, I don't know.
I mean, if you're that proud of it. But here's what you got to think about, right? You're taking those nudes and you're imagining some, you know, handsome young man enjoying them. But in reality, it's a Yahoo engineer. So that's what you got to think about.
Well, I had to explain that to my younger cousins. Not so much on, like, the nude discussion, but, like, just the stuff they post on social media. I'm like, your employer can see that. Your family, me included, can see that. Like, everyone sees it. Not just the cute boy in your class.
That's like that old argument, you know, with like the 4chan guys. Like, well, if she dresses like that, she wants the attention. It's like, she does, just never from you.
Yeah, literally never.
But it goes both ways. So this one, you know, this is one of those headlines where it's terrifying. But when you drill down into it, yeah, it's bad. But there's so many complex maneuvers that have to be done. It's really just a good headline.
Attackers exploit zero-day vulnerability that gives full control of Android phones. Vulnerable phones include the Pixel 4 or 4 Pixel devices and devices from Samsung, Motorola, and others. This is a kernel used after free bug. And this was actually fixed in the mainline Linux kernel 2 years ago. It was spotted and fixed 2 years ago. Google has like their own fork of the Linux kernel, and somebody was not keeping up with things properly, and then we have this mess.
But it is hard to do. Again, though, if the Chinese government's after you, if you're a lead protester, maybe fear this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, probably don't worry too much about it. Although some of those devices probably won't ever get another update, so...
Current devices will probably have a fix for this in the security roll-up this month.
On to nonsense. And let's go into nonsense with a bang.
We have more nonsense stories this time than we have ever had.
I did not follow this story especially well, but I've seen a lot of people angry on both sides.
It has to do with pronouns.
Yeah. I gathered that much, and then I was like, I don't know who's angry about what. Like,
well, I think you can guess.
The Register headline is extremely clever. The mod firing squad, Stack Exchange, is embroiled in a he said, she said, they said row. And so, so this has to do with pronouns. It's like Stack Overflow implemented a policy, I guess, kind of.
They hadn't implemented it yet, I thought.
They had not implemented it yet. They were getting ready to.
They had decided.
Yeah. But one of their moderators was like, I'm never going to do that. Because it has to do with your preferred pronouns. And so Stack Overflow made it an offense for their moderators to not respect your preferred pronouns. And the moderator's position was, those are preferred pronouns. I'm just going to use...
they.
Yeah.
Which you would think would be okay, right?
That's like, pretty standard in English.
It doesn't... Yeah, yeah. If you don't know, and for the love of God, sometimes we can't tell, you just use they and you're safe, right? It's like miss. I'm not sure of your status. So I'm just going to use this word. Well, no, that's not good enough. It's literal violence. If you don't proactively find out what they want, and adapt to that. And some people are just like, I'm not... This is not a place where that needs to be a thing. Gender doesn't need to enter into this conversation, ever. We're talking about code here.
I just need some help with my homework from the Java class.
I'm just Googling an error. That's all I'm doing. So yeah, it's a big deal. And obviously both sides of the debate are very enthusiastic about it.
A lot of energy has been spent here that probably didn't need to be spent.
Wish everyone would just go back to calling me an idiot for picking whatever I did in the first place.
Yeah, can we take the toxicity back to the old kind of toxicity? It was so much nicer. I mean, it still did a lot of damage, but it smelled like almonds. People
still nutty.
People do not like the e-scooters. And we don't really have a problem with them around here. I imagine they could be annoying if they're everywhere and you're having to dodge them and stuff,
We've got the bikes, right? I guess, but they're not, yeah.
But can you think of a reason why someone would absolutely hate e-scooters to this level?
No, that's why I'm confused by this story.
Well, Florida man, the BBC, you've learned. Good job, the BBC. Florida man has been arrested for cutting electric scooter brakes. So this guy, he's 59
it's a
years
blurry
old.
Mess.
He should know better. Yeah, he went around cutting the scooter brakes, and that creates a dangerous situation because you get a scooter that the brakes don't work on.
So they actually set up these videos as a sting because it turns out it was something like 70% or 80% of the cut brake scooters happened within 4 blocks of his home. So there was like this radius, and his house was literally in the middle of it. And they caught him. And he tried to deny it, but they have video not only of him cutting the brakes, but creeping from house to house.
What's really crazy about this is, like, I could see being really angry and frustrated by having scooters all over the neighborhood, and, like, if you're, like, trying to have to dodge them while you're driving and stuff. But I feel like, you know, it's 3 a.m., you've woken up, and you're picking up the first scooter to cut the brakes, and then you have that moment of realization. It's like, I really shouldn't do this. I'm an adult. Like,
I'm going to hurt innocent people.
Well, yeah, I should just file a complaint with the city. But no, he did it multiple times.
Is the idea that somebody, a car hits a scooter because there's no brakes, and then they ban the scooters? Is that the end game here?
In theory, couldn't he just leave a bunch out in the street, take a picture, and then complain to the city council? Like, I don't...
Maybe not the same level of catharsis.
Maybe not.
Either way, he's going to go away for a little while. I don't think it was much of a crime, though. It was like a misdemeanor, right?
I guess
they might
defacing
trump it up.
Public property or something.
The prosecutors might come up with something more because it is kind of like a, I don't know if
a
attempted
safety.
Murder, but certainly harm done there.
I couldn't read this one. The New York Times defeated me. Yeah.
Well, there isn't much to it. I mean, remember that time that they said we shouldn't eat bacon? And everyone was like, oh, bacon is a meme. Well, maybe they're walking it back.
Eat less red meat, scientists said. Now, some believe that was bad advice. The evidence is too weak to justify telling individuals to eat less beef and pork, according to new research. The findings erode public trust, critics said.
So here's the thing. And this, I never even thought about this, but when you do this kind of study, right? Let's say you're going to study blood pressure medicine. You get two groups. One group you put on the placebo, the other group you put on the blood pressure medicine, maybe you get a third group, you don't do anything. And you study what happens, right? It's impossible to do with diet. People won't follow a diet for 90 days. If you get a group of random people and say, don't eat red meat for 90 days, they just simply won't do it. And so they've never been able to test it in a good test like that. So what these new people did is they went, they like took a step back and took huge swaths of data from all over the world and looked at it. And the findings seem to point to the fact that maybe it's not that big a deal. But the argument, the erode public trust thing, I'm not sure if I understood that correctly, what he was getting at, but it seemed like what he was saying was, even if our science is bad, we've already told people this, and if you tell them it's fake, they won't trust us anymore. So let's just keep telling them.
Well, I think from an environmental perspective, it is actually worse to eat red meat, but that's not the same as like bad for you as a human being.
Lewis Black has got an amazing skit about this with breakfast, with like eggs, and it's like, you know, first eggs were bad or good, then they were bad, and then the whites were good, and the yellow, you know, the yolks were bad, and you know, make up your mind. It's breakfast well,
and,
I gotta eat.
And fat was the bad thing for decades, but now we find out, oh, maybe fat's not that bad.
Fat is less bad than like the hydrogenated vegetable oil, like.
But that's vegetables.
And also, when you have peanuts and you take the peanut oil out of peanuts and replace it with vegetable oil, that's like extra mega bad.
So yeah, I think the moral of the story is, you know, eat some food that you like and do it in moderation. You're probably gonna be okay.
Processed food is generally worse than food that is not processed.
Well, that's they put processed food into this as well. It may be. I mean, I guess you could make that argument on overall health terms, but in terms of like cancer, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Who knows? I'd certainly, you know.
But it sucks to be a dietitian where it's like constantly shifting like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Constant continuing ed.
But from my own evidence, there have definitely been times when I like, you know, cooked my own meats. Meal prepped and ate that during the week and throw some vegetables in there, maybe some rice. I feel a lot better than when I eat the other stuff. So there's something to be said for that. Maybe apply those own experiments in your own life and stop reading what everybody else is telling you to do. ASICS is a popular shoe company. And of course, when you have a popular shoe store, what do you get to do? You put a giant display out of it out in front that runs 24 hours a day, right? Of course you do.
Oops.
But if you do that, it might get hacked.
ASICS apologizes after porn plays on promotional screens outside their New Zealand store. Witnesses said that it ran from like 1 a.m. and the store was like, well, no one was there between 8 a.m. and 10 when the store opened. Sorry.
I thought for a second when I saw this headline earlier, I thought it was going to be the story in Michigan about a billboard playing porn.
There was. I don't think we added that one, but yeah, there was another billboard. Which... think there's any chance those are related? Was it a coordinated strike?
I don't know.
Now here's my question for you, and I think this probably depends on the depravity of the porn in question. Which was more damaging to the human psyche, looking at porn or looking at horrible shoe marketing? Some people have claimed that they are allergic to electromagnetics, specifically Wi-Fi and 4G and 5G and so forth. Science doesn't seem to agree with it very much because they've tested these people and put them in rooms just packed with those waves. They didn't complain, but they insisted it's real, and this woman specifically is on a crusade.
Woman who sleeps in a $500 EMF blocking site wants area-wide Wi-Fi limits. And ours has this snarky subheadline. Ah, it seems like a good time to remember that EMF sensitivities are not real. If, you know, if she wants, she could move. There's an area in West Virginia where all the radio stuff is off limits because there's like a radio telescope there. Just move there.
just move out into the boonies and you'll be fine.
But yeah, she now here's my thoughts on this matter, right? You are, if that is true, right? Let's take her at her word, right? She is a genetic dead end.
Whoa.
So, sorry. You know, we need communication, so you got to go. Any of your offspring got to go with you. So we can't have this. We got to weed that out. And then I think she'd probably change her mind.
Wouldn't that technically like be you as well? You're a dead end.
But I'm dead end by choice. If she breeds, then it creates more of a problem. I'm willing to eliminate the problem.
Mm. Next up, we've got some fake news.
Was it fake?
It was fake.
Oh, did they confirm that?
Yeah.
I wondered when I watched the video because it had too many angles. Like,
well, they showed everybody wearing a camera, so yeah. That makes sense. But this cop was not a good actor.
No driver. A driverless Tesla Model 3 pulled over by police for failure to stop. It's fake news. This is all faked.
But he did show the Tesla. I think the struggle was real. Because it did not do a good job negotiating this parking lot. Slow, indecisive. Basically the worst attributes that you can put to a driver in a driverless scenario. Yeah.
Failed to see the stylized stop sign that was made by the shopping complex. That's not a real stop sign, technically.
But I don't think it ran the stop sign for real. There was no video evidence of that.
Well, that's what they said, but yeah, I don't know.
They didn't show it, though.
At shopping centers, too, half the time, like, all their shrubs are overgrown, so you can't see the stop signs anyway.
They're not. I mean, the local shopping center has green stop signs in, like...
I've never noticed
like
that.
Down like over where the store is, and they're little things, and it's like what even is this?
Sometimes they're like blocked off, and
that's an optional stop sign.
There's a couple real looking ones, but there's a couple that were like, and it's like you don't even see this for the bush.
Those are revenue generating stop signs. If you have DirecTV and you add more DirecTV, which they will constantly harass you to do, guess what? You just have a new service agreement. You didn't think you did, right? Maybe they didn't tell you. Maybe they even lied to you and said it wasn't. But it was, how do we know? A dark story.
San Lorenzo woman dies at 102 and DirecTV charges an early termination fee. So this story is kind of convoluted, but the story has a happy ending. And that is, once this was made public, AT&T was like, you know what? Don't even worry about
that. Is that really happy, though?
Well, it was... So her family moved in to do, like, hospice care for this older lady. And while they were there, the older lady had them do, like, a service agreement to put a box where they were sleeping. And then she died, and then they were like... They got hit with a service fee or whatever, and they were like, well, what's this for? And they're like, oh, you terminated early. And they're like, we didn't sign a contract. And that's where they get you.
Yeah,
you have to sign a contract.
Well, no, they didn't sign anything. They just said that because they changed their service, you agreed to the new terms. And it's like...
But you have to have a written signature.
But they had also...
Like, there wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
they had also put it in the daughter's name because the daughter... The woman was 102. The daughter took care of everything.
Yeah.
So, disgusting.
How old do you think her daughter was?
That's a good question.
I bet her daughter was probably up there, too.
I mean, the daughter could have easily been in her 80s, right? That's crazy.
It's weird to think about.
It's weird to think that when you're 80, you're still taking care of your mom. I mean, I guess that's the best possible situation, right? But it's still weird. So we talked a lot about Zuckerberg getting into the neural manipulation game, right? Reading your mind. And reading your mind is one thing, but what about writing your mind?
Scientists implant memories into birds' brains to teach them songs they've never heard.
They incepted them.
It wasn't like I was really excited for this headline, but then you read into it and it's...
This guy looks like a mad scientist, and the bird looks like it has a 1,000-yard stare.
The bird looks like it's maybe got electrodes in its head.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they just stimulated the part of the brain like as if the bird was hearing something, even though it wasn't hearing something.
And they used the photo stimulation just like the exoskeleton. But here's the thing. They've only figured out, you know, like the Intel story, it's like, we're not sure which nerves do what, but AI is going to figure that out. So they only knew how to do length of tweet, not the pitch or tone or anything like that. So I would love, they didn't have a video, but I would love to hear this because I think it's just like really monotone, but like evenly spaced. Yeah. Because all they control is how long they sing. But I mean, it's still pretty amazing, right? These poor birds.
Oh no, the bird looks so sad. He looks so
the
happy.
Bird's like, just let me die. Don't make me sing.
It's like our viewers in their day job on a Friday afternoon.
Just let me die. Give me something for the pain and let me die.
Not even my songs comfort me anymore because you control them. So here's an interesting thing.
Oh, I missed this one. I didn't see this one.
I didn't even know this was a thing. So people play poker on Twitch, right?
Right.
But it's live. And the big question is, how do I know that you're not cheating? Because it's just through video, right? There's all kinds of sleight of hand. You could be messing with the decks. And apparently the way they get around that is they have regulations and they use RFID cards in every single card.
Hmm.
And so, like, if you're playing blackjack, you pull it out and you put it down and the table reads it and it broadcasts it to the software. So you see it on the video, plus the software sees it through the RFID. And now they think one Twitch streamer has somehow managed to cheat it.
Stone's Gambling Hall pulls the plug on live stream poker games after cheating allegations against a regular player.
So this guy's apparently incredible at poker on Twitch. And they brought in some pro poker players and they're like, this guy seems really good. And they watched his games and the poker players would predict, it's like, okay, a pro would do this. And this guy does the opposite, totally against any rules of pro poker, and he wins almost every single time.
Hmm.
So they think he's cheating, but they can't prove it.
Wow.
So they've banned him. Or they banned everybody.
He's either cheating or he's figured out that we're in a simulation. And
isn't that also cheating?
Yeah. He's the one.
So
I wish I could just ban people who hit me too many times with a headshot.
See, I think that like you got to pay attention to stories like that because, you know, they're rebooting the Matrix. They're not rebooting it, but there's going to be a Matrix 4. It's like that kind of thing is the ultimate guerrilla marketing campaign, just something like that. And then from out of nowhere, it's like, Matrix 4!
It was actually Cypher the whole time, yeah. Eating a steak at the poker place.
Yeah,
a free steak, because he was losing a lot at the poker place.
Yeah.
This was an interesting article, and
it's a pity we can't read it.
The headline gets you, but when you read about it, it's kind of like, well, this could happen. You know what? Nobody believes this really happened.
Oh, what's the headline? Aliens may have bugged space rocks to spy on Earth, the scientist says.
This was kind of a nothing burger.
There's no evidence of this.
Yeah.
It was just like, well, if aliens wanted to keep an eye on us.
But the guy that came up with this, he was like, well, you know, I mean, the chances aren't great, but we should still go look. We got to find out. So he thinks that just some of the detritus floating around that's caught, you know, it's with us, rotating with us, but not ever coming toward us. He thinks there might be some spying apparatus there. But if it was a sufficiently advanced alien civilization to be able to do that, would we be able to tell what their spying apparatus were?
Probably not.
Someone should tell that guy that it's like the very bottom of the ocean, the Mariana Trench. And
you should do that. Send, I bet he's got there. A Twitter. You should tweet him.
Totally tell him. Obviously, that's where they would be.
So, vaping. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
The greatest topic
There's
ever,
several
right?
vaping stories.
Oh.
Bait. Vaping. It's
bait. Now, this one, I'll admit, is a little bit of a bait story, but don't start commenting yet. Wait till you hear the next one.
Lung damage from vaping resembles chemical burns, the report says. 17 patients look like they have been exposed to toxic chemicals, according to researchers.
But one of the people in this study, one of the 17 patients, said he was going through like 20 cartridges a day.
Ooh.
Is that normal?
Is that with the weed in it?
It's apparently some of the ones he had were the weed Snoop kind. Dog? I don't know. I read it before it got blocked, but
so
I thought that seemed really high, but I don't know. Maybe they mistyped it. Or
this also seems like a little bit of a incendiary headline. That's terrifying, right? chemical. They literally mention mustard gas.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, we would expect this from a trench warfare victim, not a vapor. And it really, there's a lot of points in the story where it's just like, wow, that's some fear porn right there. That's really scaring me. And this whole vape nonsense has just, I mean, how many weeks has it been? Like 3 weeks?
More than
to
that.
To whip up this frenzy?
Yeah, it's been a long, it's but it, months.
It hit a crescendo very quickly. And all of a sudden, vaping is like the worst thing ever, which makes this one really suspicious to me. The timing is really something else.
CNN Business, of all places, has a new non-vaping, non-smoking way to get nicotine has come to America from Juul.
Wow.
Guess what it is? It's cigarettes. Guess who owns it?
Philip Morris.
Yeah, so apparently you get this little device which heats but does not burn the cigarette. So you still buy the cigarettes.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah. You stuff them in this little thing and basically vape the cigarette, I guess.
Kentucky wants to know your location.
Brilliant.
So, and the CNN, I mean, come on, CNN. Look at that headline. This is a commercial.
No, it's not. They care about us.
Come on. What's going on here? This is crazy.
Will this be permitted on planes?
I don't know if it generates
enough heat.
Will there be like a second?
You can bring the little Juuls.
Well, you can't vape on a plane.
No, you can't, but you can bring them on.
I don't know. I can't get my head around the world we're living in right now because it seems so obvious, but apparently not. Wendy's, after the Wendy's Twitter got so popular, I think their marketing team was either dismissed and replaced with some forward-thinking people, or they just like saw the light and are like, okay, let's just be weird about this because that's what people's like. And I think this is a brilliant move right here.
Indigestion, save ends. Wendy's releases a massive D&D-style tabletop RPG. I think we should get this. I think we should do a separate video
Critical
on this.
Critical Role. The role-playing. They're doing this.
It's free.
Wow.
It's just a PDF you download. Yeah. So, yeah, we could definitely check that out.
That's crazy.
And it's...
Someone got paid to do illustrations for this. How excited is that?
It's like anti-frozen, you know, because it's fresh, never frozen for the beef. So it's like the good people are fighting against the frozen evil people.
A Song of Ice and Fire.
Mm, yeah. Mm. There's a good argument that Apple products make you a worse person. Wouldn't you agree?
Everyone in our audience usually does.
There comes the demonetization. I mean downvotes.
But I have a hard time believing this man's accusation toward the Apple Corporation.
Man has sued Apple, claiming that the iPhone turned him gay.
Listen, you have to read the interview like from him because like the headline is bizarre enough and like you kind of don't believe that someone would say that, but he doubles down in like the written description. He's like, no, I have a boyfriend now. This has cost me friendships. It's like, God, that sucks to be that guy's boyfriend.
I think probably he was always gay. And how dare you? Just made him realize.
So the series of events is very convoluted. And Apple, I mean, it could have been any phone, right? So... He was sent gay coin. Had you heard of gay coin?
No.
So this is a cryptocurrency. He says he thought he was getting Bitcoin, but how would you have a wallet to accept the kind of coin that you're not expecting?
Well, that sounds like a much more fabulous coin.
But
no one's going to touch that coin.
So he got the gay coin instead, and somehow the gay coin made him begin to question, maybe I am.
Well, so the message with it was, you should try it. And then, like, a winky face.
He was like, all right.
Okay.
Well, doesn't everybody experiment in college?
in theory, by his own logic, he could just say, like, you know, someone send him a straight coin. And then,
switching
you know.
Back.
And it would switch him back. Yeah, because he's clearly very easily influenced.
That is Bitcoin.
But that's
of course.
That's a lifetime of always being on edge because you never know.
You never know how you're going to be influenced.
Right, yeah. So then he got he turned gay, or his gayness was released or whatever, and he got a boyfriend, and they're living together, and he claims that it's destroyed his life. What was it, like $12,000 he wanted?
Yeah.
There was a very small amount of money. Yeah, under 12,000 pounds is what he's going for.
I don't know if that is in freedom units. Probably so, around that, right?
Probably. That's more in U.S. dollars.
But it's not a lot.
It'd be funny if Apple just gave him the money.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Apple could donate that money to... Because he's in Russia, and apparently in Russia...
It's still very anti-gay sentiment.
You don't want to be gay in Russia.
I keep saying sentiment and not sentiment. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up because now everyone's going to notice.
I'm trying to think of a rock joke, but I can't. I'm sorry. Well, Kirsty, you just had a banana.
I did just have a banana. I finished it off camera.
Was it delicious?
It was good. I eat my bananas like brown.
Now, you also love mushrooms.
I like mushrooms, yeah.
How would you feel if I told you that you had to choose one or the other?
I know. This is a rough story for me.
CRISPR might be the banana's only hope against a deadly fungus.
Oh, no. It's one particular variety that they grow.
It's bananas. The only variety.
I thought it said it was just one strain.
No. Well, so bananas are...
Originally had seeds, and yes.
It's also really interesting because I guess whatever the modern... Like, there's Cavendish bananas, and then there's like...
That's the one that's endangered.
Yeah. So, but the one that like our great-grandparents enjoyed... Was not Cavendish.
Not even great. What was it, like the 60s, wasn't it?
Was it the 60s?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, so, but that also made me think, like, have I ever had one of the other ones? I guess not.
The other ones were smaller and sweeter. So imagine...
They're already so sweet.
Well, I'm think like bananas Foster, because like they'll reduce the bananas, like they'll shrink a little bit, and they do get like super sweet.
I usually let mine get brown because I like them sweeter.
So
yeah, it turns out that whenever this was, I think it was back in the 60s, there was another kind of banana. Yeah, the 1960s. What was it called?
We're getting stuck on the pedantry.
Fusarium. Oh, no, that's the fungus. Anyway, there was another kind of banana.
Grossmichael.
That's probably not how you pronounce that, but I don't know how to correct you. So we have this other kind of banana that everybody liked more, and then the fungus hit it, and they were like, know what? We've got this reserve banana. Let's just ignore that. Well, guess what just happened. The fungus has come home to roost.
Yeah. A fungus among us.
And now it's got a hold of the Cavendish. And we don't have a backup banana this time.
No. And basically all bananas are clones. There's no genetic diversity in banana plants. None.
Are you telling me plantains could be next?
Don't
say that to me.
Plantains are offensive. An offensive replacement for the banana.
We need to... do something about this lack of diversity. It's 2019. It's time for bananas to branch out.
Have you guys ever had a pawpaw?
Yes.
I don't think I have.
I desperately want to try one. They grow. They're a native plant around here. They're not really like bananas, but I've heard they taste a little bit like a banana.
So the two options here are modify the hell out of these bananas and see what we get, or do without bananas.
CRISPR it is.
Yeah,
I'm willing to embrace our CRISPR overlords.
Let's mix bananas and pawpaws and grow them.
That's just madness.
I wonder if we have genetic material from the other banana, because if we do, we might be able to bring it back. Because a smaller, sweeter banana I could get behind.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Now you're just playing God. It's been years since I've been to a movie theater. I hate them. I think it's a terrible experience because... of all those other people, and there's children.
You got to go to the matinee.
It's overpriced.
Matinee.
And here's the thing. It's been years since I've been, but I broke down, and I can't remember what movie I went to see. Someone convinced me to go to a movie, and I went during like the halfway mark of my abstinence. And I remember being staggered by the amount of ads. Like, I knew there were going to be movie previews, but no, now they're just straight-up commercials and films, and I was like, what?
Well, there's the pre-ad... like before the movie start time, and then when the movie starts, there's the ads for the new movies.
So, exactly right.
Which is crazy.
But the previews are now considered like something you want rather than what they are, which is advertisements. All of that to say, could it get worse? Yes, it is getting worse.
Movie theater's latest gamble, ads mixed with trailers. I also like how the ad industry people here were real butthurt that in modern theaters where you get reserved seating, they're like, man, people are just not showing up early because they know that they've got an assigned seat. So they're missing the 20 minutes before the show advertisement. What are we going to do to stop that?
How can we waste people's time?
Yeah.
They also made a disgusting remark about, it was like, you know what? We have something really, really valuable here because we have 20 minutes when they're not allowed to look at their phone and tune us out.
That's a captive audience who doesn't want
to
be there.
Exactly. They have to pay attention. So they're going to mix these in with the trailers. So it'd be like trailer, ad. And
I'm so against this.
The best spot is the one right before the last trailer, because the last trailer is always the hottest movie, right?
Yeah.
So the ad right before that one costs even more.
So I think that they're probably also, based on the way they're talking here, probably going to try to create some sort of fake outrage campaign to be like, man, are those people that are showing up for the movie on time ruining your experience at the movies? Tell movie theater owners to lock the doors, that if you're late for the movie, you don't get in.
And that's a great way, like, if you were the movie theater owner, that's a great way to drive down your profits even more, because it's like, yeah, well, I'm just gonna go. True. Like, I'm not coming back here.
There aren't many steps left here until it's like Clockwork Orange, where they have, like, you know, their our eyes are open and they're putting drops in them as we watch the advertisement.
Drops of Coke.
Well, you have to pay for the drops.
It'll be the beverage of your choice.
Would you like some amphetamines in your drop, sir?
No, you want them to be nice and quiet for the movie. You don't want them to be hyped up.
Yeah.
Just opiates. Mindlessly consume the next Marvel
opiates
film.
Opiates for sure, yeah. Dull them down, get them quiet. Although they need enough energy to clap, because that's important to do.
Americans do that in theaters. I've heard that's not as common in other parts of the world, but we always clap in theaters.
Well, that's something to say for the lack of civilization here in the U.S.
All right, that's it. We'll see you next week. Bye. Oh, we've got new hoodies on the store. You should check those out.
Just in time for fall. Bye.